Oh, Julio, I have a question for you.
What?
And actually, Brian, too. What is your go-to at a bodega?
No.
For what?
Like food. Food?
Yeah.
Probably a bacon, egg, and cheese, or like a turkey and cheddar, a gyro.
Okay.
Diet Coke.
So yeah, turkey club, so that, always a genuine good one. Yeah.
So that's if you want something hefty. What do you want? What if like you're just peckish? Like you want a snack?
Probably like some Doritos. Okay. It used to be all the like sweet shit, like the zebra cakes and the fucking cosmic brownies and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I can't do that no more. I know I'm going to get diabetes. Like, I know I'm on a fucking cusp of it and shit. I don't know.
Every now and then I walk by a fucking Twinkie. I'm like,
Twinkie.
I saw this reel. Was it today or yesterday? Of somebody asking Jennifer Lopez, J Lo from the block, what she would get from a bodega, and she was like, an orange drink, if you know, you know, and a small bag of chips.
Mm. Does that she sound? She should have been like a Sunkissed. Or Sunny Delight, an orange drink. How fucking vague are you, Jennifer Lopez?
They gotta pay her. They gotta say the name.
Yeah, they really do. Fucking all the stock goes out through the roof. There was so all the like schools and shit she went to when she was a kid have been asking her, like, you know, can we get some money so we can build some shit and make it better around here? She's like, no, mm-hmm. I'm not giving you guys shit.
Well, I mean, is she making the same, the bigger amount of the larger amounts of money that she was making, like in the early 2000s?
Yeah, dude. She makes millions yearly. She has all types of shit, fucking clothing and cosmetics and fucking perfumes. And she makes a shit ton of money. She can give them like $1 million and it wouldn't faze her.
I don't think she makes as much as she used to.
She made money. Of course not. She's got Netflix deals, making movies with them. She made money.
Plus, didn't she just make that wild ass movie where it's like a nonsensical part musical, part something else?
Yeah,
and it flopped big time.
Super flop.
Yeah, I don't.
She still got money to make it though. You know what I mean?
She had money to make it. She didn't make it back.
No, she's not the production company or the fucking, you know, film studio.
I swear she fronted the money, though.
If she nobody did, would I, make I, it. If she really did and she lost all that money, good. Fuck her. That's what you get for being a bitch.
Wow.
I really want to sit down with her and ask her about her time married to Diddy. Be like, was he fucking dudes while you were together? Well,
they weren't married, right? They were just dating.
I thought they were married. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
We're gonna find out.
I'm not sure. I would look, but I don't care.
Yeah. You know, Ben Affleck's back at it. He just put on an old pair of underwear. That's all he did.
According to the internet, J-Lo's torrid relationship with Diddy made her reevaluate her future and untimely led her to husband number two, Chris Judd.
Yeah. So she was married to Diddy.
Hang on. They dated for 2 years. They were not married.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I wonder what he did to her that she was like, I gotta get the fuck out of this.
She probably went, man, this motherfucker gay. I gotta reevaluate my taste in men.
Do I just like gay men? Shit. Guys, welcome to the Built Sideways podcast. I don't know what episode this is, but we're gonna keep rolling with it. With me, I have my two guys here, Chris Babes and
The three of us.
We don't got no fucking cow, just the three of us.
I was actually thinking about going that route, but I didn't. Earlier, I went with the Pabs, the Bro, and the Holy Chooch.
Ah, I like that. It's a trinity. We should make a church. You think we could stop being Texas?
No church.
No.
No church. No religion. No.
Yeah, I'm for against that.
I just don't want to pay taxes, man.
Nobody wants to pay taxes. All you got to do is become a politician.
Truth. No one's going to vote for me.
You'd be surprised.
Today's episode, I figured we'd talk about some pacing and why we go fast, why we go slow.
So that we last longer.
I mean, that's tantric. That's if you get into some shit, you know, you really want to like turn it
first
out.
First of all, you got to know your pump count. Once you know your pump count, then you know how fast or slow you want to go.
Yeah.
You can pace yourself.
Pump count is different than pull count. Like, you can have twice as many pulls and not as many pumps. You know what I mean?
Nah, you're just confusing yourself. Relax.
What the hell are you talking about? I've been married too long to know what the fuck you're talking about, bro. I'm sorry.
Okay, so pacing. Yeah. Right, because I see this as a problem for a lot of fellow builders out there. Yeah. It's almost like everybody has this problem, but nobody ever wants to address it.
Yeah,
it's like, for example, I'm not gonna name names, but you know, you've got somebody who's super hyped, super excited to build this thing, whatever it is. It's for Kyle. Competition. Yeah, sure, Kyle. So he's super excited to build this thing for a competition, and then, you know, goes all in the first like week, and then all of a sudden, like, nothing for like the next six. And then it's the eighth week, it's the final week before final submissions, and all of a sudden they're back into it and they're rushing, and then they finish and it's not the finish that they want, and then they put it on everything except the pacing of the build itself. And like, well, why don't you think about your pacing? Why did you suddenly rush the last week? And it's a problem everybody has. I have a problem with this. I'm sure you guys do too. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah, let's get into it.
I think absolutely a lot of it has to do with executive dysfunction. Like, you put so much pressure on you getting shit done, you don't get it done. You know, you're self-sabotaging yourself.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was thinking like anxiety has a lot to do with some of that. I guess imposter syndrome too. Like, say this hypothetical builder who starts Project X with all the gusto, vim, and vigor of a teenager with his first girlfriend. And
two pumps.
Yes. You know, you put a lot of energy into it, and you... The problem with being excited about something, and I feel like I can talk about this a little bit because I get excited pretty easily about cool shit, is that the excitement can be like a flash in the pan. It can be fast and hot and all consuming, but short lived. And that is just a product of excitement to me. I have had problems with that in regards to certain builds. Like, just look at some of the half-built cars around the room, you know, stuff like that. Sometimes that's okay. So sometimes it's internal and sometimes it's external. So obviously there's stuff in your life that happens to you. Things happen, shit goes sideways, like this podcast, and you have to make changes and compromise, you know, like life gets in the way. You're car needs to get fixed, your washing machine broke down, your whatever the heck it might be, something else takes over and it's more important than the hobby, even though you love the hobby and the hobby helps you stay sane and healthy, but that's just the way life is. That's external. But the internal stuff, those are the things that, though we may not want to try to exert control over them, those are the things that we can control. It's hard. I know, say, yes, self-doubt, like imposter syndrome, is not easy to work around or work with because of just its inherent nature, or like depression and other mental health issues, or not necessarily issues, we'll say mental health challenges. that stuff can really easily get in the way of pushing through a project and seeing it to completion. But I think that it's, for me, I want to try, or I've been trying to, more so than I just want to try, but I've been trying to, like, not lean as hard into that flash in the pan, that first, you know, two pump week, you know, maybe that's like part of the reason why I've been taking on so many projects at the same time now, is because I can like work a little bit on this one, and still kind of keep the momentum on both the projects, but not getting burnt out on them by having that be the only thing that's on the bench. The only, you know, it's the 6 foot robot in the corner. Chris.
I don't know what you're talking about. Not, there's nothing in the corner. That's nothing's that? Haunted.
The house is not haunted. I can see it in the corner. I can see it in the corner of your image.
Anyway, continue.
It's a work in progress. Everything's a work in progress. We're all works in progress getting into that, you know, like. This isn't a monologue, guys.
you're doing like a sous chef shit, right? Keeping all the fires at.
Kind of, yeah.
Bunch of different dishes. I can understand that. It's a good way to keep it spicy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not getting, it keeps things from getting boring, but contrapose is that it's really easy to dive down two fucking rabbit holes. And now I've got 6-8 figures and all this freaking cool accoutrement that needs to go along with this other one that's going to have to wait until later because I can't focus on it. You know, I did get a little too far ahead. You know, I did get a little too flash in the pan on it. It's just, I mean, that's the thing. That's just another example of it all being a process, of it all being a journey, you know?
I feel like once you get closer and closer to actually plating your meal, you take more time with each one. You know what I mean? Like, right. You'll have a bunch to start, and the closer it gets to getting to that plate, it just takes longer to get to the plate.
If there's too many, are you saying? Like, if you're no, making just too like many dishes
in
general, at once?
Like, or? Even if you had one project, the closer you get to actually being done, the longer it takes to be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can start off real hot and do all this and do all that, then, like, refining it and getting it down and really seeing your vision come to fruition. Mm-hmm. Takes a lot more time than the beginning stages. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And then you have 6 of them. So, you know, there's a lot of flash and sizzle. And then you're like, what can I eat? Where's the food, man? I feel you.
Yeah.
I think Pabs has the best pace, though. He's been working for like 32 years on this 5-star stories kit. Just a little bit every day, a little taste.
See, okay, so here's the problem, right? It's because it's a very delicate balance between family time, hobby time, and then rest. It's a very delicate balance. I feel like I'm just getting enough of everything where I'm not missing out on anything. But it's like maybe I'm leaning a little too much towards not getting any rest. So the problem is like I'm not inching like, well, maybe I can spend a little bit longer working on this thing, or I can spend a little bit longer adding some details to this or that or whatever it is. And my pacing, I feel, has taken a pretty sharp nosedive since I think moving out here, like moving to this house. Like when I was at the previous house, I was like churning stuff out like a fucking factory. I think I got the Sazabi done in 9 days. I got the, I don't know. I had a high new done in like, it was a little over 2 weeks. Like I was just like outputting like build after build. And I don't know, like, I don't think it's because I don't think my priorities have changed, because I still enjoy what I'm doing and I still like what I'm doing when it comes to stuff I'm building, right? But it's just, it's finding the time. Because I feel bad when I, or not, that's not the right word. Maybe it's guilty. I feel guilty when I'm up here and my wife is downstairs taking care of our child and all that stuff, where I could be helping, or not even helping, I could be contributing.
Because, you know,
participating and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, it's something I should be doing. It's something I want to do. And sometimes the hobby part of the things I like has to kind of take a back seat. And that's been happening a lot. And it's not, I don't say that's a that as a negative. I think it's just more of a situational thing, because that's the situation I'm in right now. Like, I have to be like, okay, well, I want to build right now, but I can't. So I'm going to have to build when everybody's asleep or when everybody is, you know, relaxed or whatever.
Right.
But it's not going to be, I can't build for very long. So I'll do what I can. Then, you know, little chunks, bits and pieces here and there. But the problem is I'm building stupid, ridiculous, detailed stuff. Like very complex builds, like builds that need certain things, like readjusting the frame or fucking
rewarping the G-Works shit.
Yeah, G-System shit.
Yeah, the Gebura
Tetra. Yeah. You know, stuff like that. Like, it's very involved and very... It should take a long time to do, but it's taking even longer because I'm only doing it in bits and pieces and chunks. I feel bad and I feel, you know, I feel for the people who have paid for this, but at the same time, I hope they understand. Like, I am working on it. It's just... I can't stop spinning that plate at the far end, and, you know,
yeah, of course,
come back. So
yeah.
So that's my, my pacing, while it's not terrible, it has slowed down to a crawl, and there's nothing I can do about that for now.
Right. Do you think, I know that you're, so I know, because we're friends, I'm sure Julio is too, obviously, but your setup at your old place was a little bit more expansive and a little bit more accessible than your current setup is?
It was incredibly efficient, is what it was. Like, I would go down, I was downstairs. I'd go downstairs. Everything was around me. Well, it kind of like the way it is now. But the problem was I didn't have to go upstairs to do other stuff back then. Like, you know, I'd tell Laura, okay, I'm going to spend today working on this. You know, you probably won't see me until like evening time. I'm just gonna sit here, I'm gonna do what I need to do, get it done, bang bang bang, do what I need to do, and then, you know, every now and then I'll show my face to eat.
Yeah,
you know, say hello. You know, you guys ever do that thing where you know, you do that thing where you are I'll put this in gaming terms, right? You're waiting in the lobby or something, or you're waiting for a loading screen, and you just go to wherever your spouse is or your girlfriend or your whatever, and you just annoy the fuck out of them for a little bit until your game is ready. Yeah. So you just show your face.
I signed a contract that says I can do that.
It's called a marriage license.
Exactly.
So yeah, back then I didn't have to go, okay, back then upstairs and spend blah, 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 because now we have different responsibilities. Responsibilities are a little bit more graver and more serious this time. So,
essentially, grave is a hard way to say that.
It's more serious, I guess.
There's more weight to it.
There's more weight to it. Thank you.
What is he like, 40, 50 pounds now?
He's 27 pounds, sir.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I was going to say, Bard, like, I was a skinny fucking kid, but like already he's just a little whippersnapper.
He's not that big yet, but he is getting incredibly tall. Incredibly tall. It's kind of crazy how tall he's gone.
He's gonna get Laura's dad's jeans.
100%. And I have,
motherfucker's gonna be 6'2".
I have zero problems with that.
A beatboxer.
Yep. In terms of output, I'm just, even though I'm doing it in chunks, I know I'm doing it in chunks that are too small. And that are too far apart, or there are times where I have the every intention to work on something and at least get to like a certain stage, and I just fall asleep on my chair. I'm like, oh fuck, you know.
Yes. Oh, I do that, bro. I do that. Colleen tries to wake me up sometimes and she can't. She just can't. At least I stopped doing the pew pew guns at her in my sleep like I used to. She would just get her so mad and want to just like fucking punch me, which she never did. We're not, that's not our relationship. But one thing that I will say, though, also I haven't, and I just thought about this, is that I will misjudge the level of work that is going to need to go into an aspect on a project. Right. So say automotive modeling and stuff like that. It's just what I'm kind of like, just because I'm holding this body, this coronet in my hand right now and polishing the primer layer on it. I didn't actually take as close a look as I should have when I pulled it out of the box. I was like, oh yeah, a little bit of flash on there, no big deal, blah, blah, blah. Well, I didn't, the mold had jogged. It needed fill. It needed all sorts of extra time in delicate areas that where you can't just like, you know, blast through it. You kind of like have to have nuance and use, you know, discretion and care, and it takes time, and you have to do the layers and layers of priming and sanding and checking and all this crap. Like that's kind of one of the things that I'm real bad at in at certain elements is that misjudging the level of input that work. I'm going to need to do to get to where, because I've, you know, I got fucking scruples, I got standards.
Do you guys feel like the longer or the more experience we get working on models, the longer we take on them?
I don't know if that's the most accurate way to put them. I think it's just, it depends on how much we're trying to challenge ourselves, right?
Yeah.
True. Are we trying to challenge ourselves or, and that goes, again, it kind of calls back on the previous topic of like, you know, a glass ceiling. Are we looking to break that, or are you happy where you are? And you're just trying to expand, not really expand, but like expand upon the level that you're currently at, just build more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty, I think it's very easy to be like, okay, well, I like where I'm at right now. I'm just going to keep building it this way and work on something at the exact same pace as the previous build, if it's going to be exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're building a Gundam Eclipse and then you switch over to like a fucking, I don't know, Lamborghini, and you want the exact same detail. Well, not, I say exact same, but like,
right,
you know, same
I
level.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, same level of finish. Then I don't think it's going to take it's not going to take twice as long as the previous build.
It takes twice as long, but I do feel like the experience overall takes longer because since we have our like techniques down, we're refining them and you know, tuning.
Mm-hmm. That's if you want to break your glass ceiling. That's what I'm saying. Like, unless you like, but if you're happy where you are, you're happy at that level.
Is that breaking glass ceiling? Like refining your own. Like if you're, I mean, if you're just refining your skill at its level, I don't know if you're like trying to exceed that level. As much as like master that class, you know, like
I was gonna say, I think Julio was touching back two episodes ago, or three episodes ago, bucket and a mop. And nothing on top of a bucket and a mop on the plateau, chilling out on that plateau with the birds and the sparrows and the grasses.
Yeah.
Refining your skills. So yeah. I see where you're coming from, Julio. Maybe. I mean, but I don't necessarily think that it's a refining of skills that is the thing that is adding more time to mine specific situations. Because that's for me, it's more quantity. It's like, keep doing it. Right. Keep doing cars, keep doing body finish work, keep doing whatever. Same deal with, you know, mecha work. It's like keep being creative in regards to interpreting models. But what I'm doing now for this Notchin build off is much less in depth than some of the other shit that I've done. But I'm still trying to add enough flair to it to make it, you know, a quality build, which I mean, it would be a quality build if I just built it straight out of the box and painted the damn thing, but something custom, something original, something inspirational that would make people excited to want to do their own thing. And that's kind of what I always wanted to do. Now, in the past, I would have done something wilder where I would have like extended legs and arms and done all this modifications and like maybe Frankenstein arm or some shit. Who knows? But I think that what I'm doing now with the projects is that I'm selecting, or I'm being more selective of those things, right? So I'm not doing that stuff. Instead, I'm doing what I'm doing. So that's, and that maybe is the wisdom of the ages from all my builds. Maybe that's me trying to affect my pacing too by not getting as quote unquote ambitious. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Nah, it's definitely, I feel like you've refined your processes for things.
You know, I've been working on it. Yeah, I've definitely been working on it. Yeah, that's good. Thank you for noticing. I've been working on it.
I think outside of refining your process, I think you're also refining your palate.
Yeah. I can see that.
Your taste in what it is you want to put down on your bench is different from what it was last year. Or even the year before.
True. Yeah.
Right. Like, I don't even think it's like you're revisiting. You're just gonna, you know what? I kind of like the look of that. I want to try it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Try it.
Yeah, I'm not like, I only build Gundams, or I only build Zeon, or I only build whatever. Like, I'm not, you know, or I only build Shermans, or I only build, you know, P-51 Abrams. Second scale or something like that, you know, whatever it might be. But I do. I'm more subjective. I like the subjects. I'll choose something that looks cool, and I want to build the cool thing. That's because it's supposed to be fun, and I'm doing my best to make it fun for myself, because that's about me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I can inspire someone else, that's even better, you know.
Yeah.
To make something fun for themselves.
I think for you, like, your pacing is more of a journey of adventure. Whereas for a lot of other people, this hobby is a journey of achievements.
Gotcha. Yeah, I definitely got wanderlust.
Yeah. So I think that's where kind of things are a little bit different when it comes to what it is you're trying to do and what it is you're trying to accomplish compared to others.
We're totally gonna get a picture of like the Swiss Family Robinson, or like of the ones from Sound of Music, the Von Trapp family walking over the Alps, and then we're gonna Photoshop our heads on them.
I was gonna take the remake to Lost in Space. Gonna Photoshop one person as the robot. I can't remember the name of it. Robbie. The other person as Joey Tribbiani, Matt LeBlanc, and then another one as the little girl that was like journaling the whole adventure. I can't remember her name either.
That's Kyle.
That's Kyle.
He's not even here.
Yeah, still fuck with him.
Yeah.
Just because he's not here doesn't mean I can't fuck with him.
It's true. It wouldn't be right if we left him out. It wouldn't be right.
He's here in spirit.
Yeah.
Spirit form, Kyle. fucking Ginyu Force for some reason popped through my head. Oh, man.
I can see Kyle doing some Ginyu Force.
I can see all of us dumbasses doing some Ginyu Force shit. Because it's fun, boys. It's truth. Fun.
Truth.
Yeah, so something to say, side topic. And speaking of things that were fun, I wanted to bring this up as a topical thing that happened very recently. The 48 and 48s with the Model Geeks and Model Officers Mess, the Models for Heroes charity event that went down. Would have been last weekend, or no, weekend before last it went down, and it was an amazing event. If you guys don't know about it, you should definitely check it out. Just Making Conversation, James Skivens and Malcolm Childs, they have a lot of rundown on that stuff. They are both the like main guys, or definitely James main guys, in regards to setting up the charity. And what it is it's an outreach for veterans, and it helps put models in hands of people that are in need of an outlet. And it's a good way. It's like the mental health thing is huge. And I'm always happy to help out wherever I can with that kind of stuff, because I'm on my own journey. So and it was really cool to do. And I won an auction for a car. I got a car model that's coming in the mail, which is sweet. It's a fucking a newer NASCAR model by a company that bought a bunch of molds off of Monogram, and they're re-releasing kits and making new kits and stuff. It's fucking cool. I'm super excited. I can't wait to get it. It's a pleasure to hang out with those guys. And I'm going to do it again next year. So we'll talk about it again next year. And that's my segue.
Very cool, nice. Man.
So what would we say to people who ask us, how the fuck do you pace yourself so well? No, okay. How did you pace yourself so well? Because I feel like I'm not really much of a pacer right now. I think Brian, your pacing is very good. And then Julio, I don't know what the fuck you'd be doing these days.
I don't have pace. I'm just like, I'll run real fast for a little while, sit down, smoke a cigarette, get up, walk around a little bit, like circle, you know, get back on the road.
You're literally that meme of the guy like standing in the pool and then sitting on the swing.
Just chilling.
Like the sad, just chill, the sad face guy or whatever.
Pablo Escobar.
I like that. I was thinking that you were having problems with pace because you're from New York City. New York City.
New York City.
That's the old Pace Picani salsa.
I'm doing what we do in the shadows.
Oh, I am not as versed in that as I should be.
You should be versed in that. It's a great show.
It's fantastic. You gotta check it out, man.
Yeah, you know. The problem with watching things that are entertaining is that you want to pay attention to them. You have to pay attention to them. And I have my eyes down at the bench most of the time. I'm looking at my hands. Maybe not like that. But so talking about Julio, about your pacing, right? So you say you have issues with the pacing. And I'm not about to try and talk a ton of shit on you, but you're right. You do. I love you, buddy. I don't know what to tell you because it's
I can see nature and nurture being a factor in my pacing, like the fucking hustle and bustle of trying to hustle all the time and grinding. Me, like a few years after pandemic and like since when I first started modeling, definitely slowed the fuck down. And I think it's because of like the world around me changing. Responsibilities, different bullshit, you know?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
life definitely affects your pacing, hard body. But my nurture, I want to nurture my hobby and, you know, give back to myself with painting and bullshit. Fucking, I don't want to scribe, fuck scribing.
See, that's what I was going to ask you. You're like, do you still want to do this? Like,
yeah,
you
know, I do. I
mean, it's okay to not want to do it, but like,
you totally do. But I also want to protect democracy.
Yeah, you're fucking video game nerds.
Yeah, like last year was a lot of like unplugging my brain and plugging it into other worlds.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Nah. No, there isn't. You got to be able to unplug and unwind. You have to know how to allow yourself. That's one of my problems I have, is allowing myself the time to, without it being a catastrophic shutdown, you know, like.
I feel like the hobby for me was getting more stressful.
Maybe I think you're focused very much upon the negative aspects of a communal hobby.
Yeah.
For a while.
There's still negative shit going down, and now I'm just an observer, which is pretty cool. It's nice. Go be idiots with each other. I'll sit here and watch. It's pretty good. But I mean, aside from that too, just like the scope of, you know, breaking glass ceilings and getting higher and higher, and you're looking down, like that's a big fall. You know what I mean?
Do you think you have apprehension towards like certain levels of progression? Is that what's slowing you down? Maybe you're affecting your pacing. Is that making you less driven towards?
Yeah, it's like the higher I go, the longer I have to fall. You know, like the faster, further, the harder you crash. It was just it felt intense after a while. I was like, oh, I know how to do all these fucking things. You gotta do all these things to this, and it's gonna make this look even fucking better. And now we're standing on the edge of a cliff, like, oh, tire spinning, donut in my hand.
Do you often feel like you aren't taking certain steps or aren't working ambitiously towards completing a multitude of projects because you're worried about the success of it? just put it bluntly, like the outcome not being what you perceive, yeah, like maybe what, and I'm not trying to like, you know, point a bunch of fingers at you because I only have 10, but well, eight and two thumbs. Like what other people will perceive of you because you have all of these levels that you've gained, all of these skills and all of this, like, I don't know, providence for your builds. You know, you've got all this cool shit that you've put out that all has a definite Julio style and has like a, you know, does that restrict you from, you know,
it's got that stench on it. No, I don't.
It's got that like, stank.
it's got that stank on it.
Me knowing that I can achieve stuff that looks fucking cool and is like definitely me, and like being up there and knowing that I can do it, and then it not being what I can do and not flexing my whole muscle makes me feel like, what the fuck, you know, like, damn, bro, I'm not done. What a joy. I should be doing this. What happened? It is a little scary thinking you're going to lose it, you know?
It's really more a problem with proving it to yourself then, right? Because you're not really proving anything to anybody else.
Nah. I don't know. I'm proving I'm still alive. I still exist.
I still function.
He's getting too existential, guys.
Hey, man, I'm here. Okay. and I've been fairly sober because I haven't been drinking for the last few days. So.
Nice. You going on another stint?
No. No. Colleen's got COVID, and I don't need to tax my immune system. And you know, you got to drink all the time. So. I will say the B-roll episode, I was pretty tanked by the time we were done. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I worry a little bit for you, Julio, about you setting yourself up for failure, or like working against yourself for that, you know?
Yeah. For the I know it's all you know? A mental, like, it's all in my fucking head, but that's where I live.
Yeah? 100%. 100% it's all in your head. Like, yeah. I think you've set an expectation for yourself, or... Is it an expectation for yourself, or is it an expectation of others where you don't want to be shit on for like thinking that it's a bad build?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was gathering from it. Was that I was getting vibes like you were concerned that other people would perceive your stuff as not being to the quality that your previous builds have been at.
I didn't even think about other people. I was thinking about myself. I'm selfish, guys.
No, true. Maybe that's what's on the surface, or maybe that's your thing. You know, it's something that you should definitely take time. We should all, as humans, take time to reflect on the things that we do, the things that we say, and how we interact with each other, and how others' interactions with us help, you know, formulate our, you know, perception. Of self, of so, worth, of quality, of happiness. You know, that's.
Weird.
Yeah.
Real deep.
Watch a lot of psychology stuff.
You see, real deep.
Some real deep shit.
I'll try to get there.
So a couple of years back, was it a couple of years? Yeah, 2 years back, right? We all participated in the Cerulean Project. It was volume 2. We all decided we were going to join, and we were kind of brainstorming what it was we were thinking about doing. And you guys said what you were going to do. And Julio, I can't remember what you had done. You did the Lamborghini, I think it was, right? Like the floating Lamborghini, something like that.
No, it was the Rhino.
The Rhino? Oh, yeah, the Rhino. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't into.
So we were like, okay, well, what are we going to do? So in my head, and I had the same kind of mental thing as you do, where I'm thinking, okay, this needs to top what I did for the last Orion build. Like I gotta top that. And it was like I was thinking about it in a sense that why does it have to be as good as that? Like, why can't it be a representation of what my mental status is at that point? It's, you know, I need like simplicity in my life, and I need it to be something that represents what it is I am trying to figure out what I'm trying to do with my current situation. So, which is why I did the SD wound board. Like, I wanted it to be simple, sweet. Like, you know, it wasn't like overly detailed and all this other stuff. It wasn't any of that stuff that people, I think, know me for. You know, I mean, it was still clean. It still had like a little bit of that kind of, I feel like that finish, but it just, it was more of a representation of what it is I felt I needed to be, instead of what people were expecting it to be.
Was it a representation of who you were, though?
I don't think it was a
SD.
It's a representation of who I want to be. Not who I want to be. Of where I want to be mentally.
Okay. Where you are, or like how you want to be perceived with the build? Or is it how you want to be personally? Like
how you were feeling at the moment.
I'm looking interior versus exterior, you know, like, so you, because when you initially mentioned it, you said something about how you thought it was a place where you thought you should be, or where, right, as opposed to potentially where you were, which makes me think that you're looking at it as a way that others, professional or unprofessional, would perceive your work, where you feel like you need to be perceived that you are.
Mm.
You know? So that's why I ask that.
I don't think it's more of an internal thing, because again, I'm in that same place. I'm in that same, I think, spot as Julio, where I want to, you know, I wanted to keep topping the last thing, more detail, more colors, more this, more finishes, more that, more, you know, like things that will make me feel like, okay, this is better than the last build. Okay, this is better than the last build. Okay, this is better than the last build. But it not realizing that, you know, I was doing that, but I was also needing to slow down. And my pacing, again, you know, kind of going back to the topic of the episode, mm-hmm. It didn't allow me to keep going at that pace. So instead of going, okay, I need to top myself, I had to change my thinking of it, my mentality of it, and go, okay, I need to switch it up and be like, this is going to not be a representation of where my skill is at now. It's going to be a representation of where my mind is at.
And is that the way you say you feel with the last one you did, maybe? Or
the Axia? The Axia, no. 100% is, I feel like that's a shame build.
Really?
Shame?
100% a shame build.
Holy shit.
So, not because the build is bad. I don't think the build was bad. I think the build was, I thought like it came together well. You know, I think the client was happy. I was happy with it. Great. However, it was not the build I wanted to do for Cerulean. Mm-hmm. It was not the original plan. It wasn't the original thing. And that's because, you know, I put it down to my planning, my scheduling, and my pacing. Like, I was taking too long on other builds. I was taking too long on the Axia. It just so happened there was green on the Axia, so it kind of fell into both this year's and last year's Cerulean, I guess, because it's both red and green. Mm. So, yeah, I call it the shame build because it wasn't the build I wanted to submit, but I submitted it because, and this is really more important for me, personally, for the Cerulean, is the excerpt, right? The little piece that you get to say, yeah, next to your images. Looking at the Axia, looking at what I was thinking of when I looked at it and had submitted it, and kind of put my, you know, the issue of time and all that stuff. Like, that's the exact mental state I was at when I submitted it. That's the kind of, that's, I say shame as a very loose term, because that's a shame that brings when I see it, because it wasn't the build I was intending to put in because of horrible pacing, horrible timing, horrible scheduling.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. I think I have a couple shame belts under the belt. Just stuff I didn't plan on that got done.
Like, oh, this will fit.
Yeah, this works. Fuck, man. It definitely, all of this shit affects our pacing. Like, all of these fucking variable, dude. It's so fucked up.
I'm not proud of it, but one time I was called in to be a ringer in a contest, which is fucked up.
It's so that you would win, like, straight yep. up?
Yeah, yeah.
So now so you're going to put something in, dude.
Yep. I was called in so that I could win, and then the person that was running the show contacted me and asked if it was all right if they didn't award me any prizes because they couldn't afford to give anyone prizes.
Oh, shit. You're going to win, but we're not giving you nothing.
Exactly, right?
But you need to win.
And I was like, that was like the beginning of the end of a lot of different aspects of building in this hobby for me. But yeah, weird. Of course, I wasn't told that I wasn't going to get any, or there was going to be no prize awarded until after it was, you know, I was deemed the winner and time went by. It's just one of those weird fucked up things, man. Not proud.
That affected your pacing.
Dude, it did. It fucked me up. Like, that kind of stuff fucks you up. Like, mentally, you know, like, I got used. That's fucked. And it fucking is corrupt. And that's horrible. Yeah. Like, I'm not really proud of that at all, man. That's really bad. So.
It's people, though, man. Like, I just they'll definitely try to get over all the fucking time. How do you think we should put our pacing more structured? You think we should, like, put in time? Like, this is going down today. We're doing this today and then tomorrow. I think consistency?
I think we should be flexible. I think we should also forgive ourselves if we can't match the pace that we expect ourselves to be at. Mm-hmm. Because it's we are, again, our own worst enemies. If we're not getting the amount of stuff done, or we're not working at the level that we think we should be, we start to criticize ourselves. And at the same time, that really hurts our motivation to continue to work. And, you know, to be forgiving to ourselves allows us to be like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to work at this pace. What kind of pace can I work at? And try that. Like, we can't be so rigid because it just gives us more room to fuck up in terms of
and our feel mental bad state. That we didn't.
It shortens the gap, right? It, between success and failure. You know, you'd rather have a larger gap between success and failure. It gives you more room for success, and you don't hit failure quite so quick, right? And you touched upon something that I definitely wanted to touch on, Chris, and that's being honest and forgiving with yourself. At the beginning of this podcast, I often said a lot about you need to be honest with yourself and honest with the people that you're talking to. And it'll affect a lot of the interactions that you have in the world, and affect the way you feel about a lot of your interactions with the world, especially once you get through hard things. It's hard to be honest in hard situations, especially with yourself, because, you know, like I said, I believe in the one that was the last episode we were talked about. I was talking about how you really only have yourself, like the beginning and the end, the alpha, the omega. It's just you, start and the end of it all. And you're the only person that, you know, that you really have to answer to at the end of the day.
True.
But and not being able to forgive yourself for not making that, like, you know, ultimate champion build. We got to be able to forgive ourselves for fucking up and, like, for ruining a model. And it's okay to make some duds. Like, it's okay to have models that are not quote unquote show worthy, but that's fine. That's not the point. The point is that you're building something that's a representation of something you enjoy, that you're having fun with it. Success is relative. You know?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna I'm gonna go straight fucking Gestapo on my ass, dude. Every day we get a building done. I'm doing it.
Well, like I think real, that like, planning,
disciplined, fucking let's go.
Planning is good, especially for if you need the structure. Like if you're having issues with your pacing, it's not a bad idea. I think David Knight's on Plastic Model Mojo was talking about this, where at the end of the day, I think it was him, and I could be people out there, audience land, if you hear me misquote this, you go ahead and tell us in the letter or something. We'll put you on the air. But he said something about at the end of the day, sitting down and writing out what you want to do the next time you sit at the bench. Maybe it was Benani. I don't know. Fuck. Anyways, but and write out what you're like, you know, give yourself a couple of tasks that you want to try to accomplish the next time you sit down at the bench. That way, you know what you're going to do and you don't have to just sit there and be like, which happens.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. What the fuck was I even doing just now? I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to do it. Put in more time. I'm going to lose some sleep and I'm going to do it. I need sleep. You guys don't fucking sleep.
No.
Not by choice.
I got like 5.5, 6 last night. That was the most in a while. And I was like, yeah.
Those are big days, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Those are big boy times.
Yeah. I'm going to do something. I sat and scrolled my phone for like 20 minutes.
That's my reward. Yeah. Last night was 4 hours. The night before that 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 was 4 hours.
It was 3 hours from yesterday. 2 hours the day before.
Good thing you're still young, man. I know. Yeah. Good thing you're still young. I could do it when I was your age.
But I'm not exactly a spring chicken either. Yeah.
I've never seen a spring chicken.
It's got to be like those ones that like John Lynn had. Chicken.
John Lynn totally had some. All those angry ass chickens. All those chickens are dead right now. They were returning to food a long time ago.
That's poor okay. Chickens. They were delicious.
Yeah, they probably were. Or they might still be like producing eggs. I don't know. I don't know chickens. I don't know how the fucking works.
In which case, they're still turning out food.
Yeah. Good stuff. I'm telling you, most abundant resource on this fucking planet, chicken.
Birds, actually. Yeah, birds. Which are dinosaurs. So think about it.
Yeah, truth. They all got squished down. Fuck evolution. Yo. We should probably wrap this up, no? We could talk about this shit all day.
True. And I'm sure we'll probably talk about it more. It'd be great if we got some feedback if you guys have any questions or comments on pacing, right? It is up.
Yeah, that'd be great. Other people's pacing.
I'd love to hear what you guys have to think about the subject.
Bro, what affects your pacing? There's got to be a way we can just make a list of like helping to get this shit done. Gestapo shit. Stop. Get a little hat and everything. It's gonna be fucking awesome.
All right, bud.
So
what I'm looking for Julio's birthday.
Yeah, I haven't closed an episode in a while. I don't know what the fuck to do.
You always say this, but yet you close at least once every 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys can hit us up and send all your pacing shit at builtsidewayspodcast@gmail.com. Please and thank you. All the patrons, you know, you guys give me $5 and I appreciate you. Smoke all the crack I need now. USA Gundam Store. These mics are pristine always. We should probably say what mics they are at some point. You guys can hit us up for the Discord. Jump in, talk shit. I'm there sometimes. As always, Build It Sideways and Scale Model Podcasts with an S.com. You can see all of the podcasts that are out there for scale modeling. Thanks for listening, guys. I've been your host. These are the guys.
Oh, yeah. I got one piece of media that I want to share with everyone before we get out. If you guys are interested in some cool stuff, a show that I watch off and on, I'll put it on and I'll listen to it. And sometimes I'll just like, while I'm working or while I'm here at the workbench, it is on YouTube. It is called Cinema Therapy. It is a Alan Grant, the filmmaker, and I'm drawing a blank on the other guy. And the other guy is a therapist. They've been friends forever. And they talk movies and TV shows. And they had today they released an episode that was on Uncle Iro from Avatar. And he was talking about it was the Dragon of the West. They were talking about is they had the therapist element of the show rate whether or not Uncle Iro gave good advice or not. And it was just totally really, really great. This is like such a good stuff. There's so many great episodes on there. So if you guys get a chance, go check it out. You might find something cool.
Cinema Therapy?
Yep, Cinema Therapy.
That's fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
Check that out. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye-bye. Be easy.
Go sideways easy.